This is an I Am Listening exclusive podcast.
Our lives are all basically jigsaws in the sense that we all have different pieces in our lives. Work, friends, family, job, relation, whatever you want to call it. And we're all trying to build that picture of what we think it should be. But the problem is you don't have any instructions and you're trying to make a jigsaw. And we don't know how fucking difficult that is when you don't know what the picture's meant to look like.
You are listening to the Don't Be a Stranger podcast. On each episode, I'll be travelling across the UK to interview members of the general public anonymously on various topics that crop up in all of our lives. Psychological studies have even suggested that when in conversation with a stranger, they can actually reveal more information than to someone in their own social circle. So whilst I traipse across the UK in locations such as parks, cafes, seasides and high streets, you can sit back, relax and listen to the tales and perspectives of the members of our general public. Dating is a topic the public has a lot to talk about. In part one, I took to the streets to find out how strangers have experienced dating in the modern day and whether they believe you can really find true love online. We all have that one embarrassing dating story. I want to delve deeper in today's episode and see if a stranger is willing to tell me theirs. Let's get straight to the first stranger. This interview took place in a volunteer hostel I stayed at in Bali in Indonesia. This stranger came across very outgoing, so I had to find out about some of his dating experiences. Okay, so are you currently in a relationship?
I am not, no.
You're not. Is that because you don't want to or you just haven't found the right person yet?
It's because I don't think personally I'm in a place to be in a committed relationship.
Right. Okay. Have you been in a place before and then it's just this stage in your life you're not?
I would say that I felt before that I could be in a committed relationship, but then I've changed my mind or feelings have changed or situations have changed, made me look back and think maybe that wasn't the best choice at the time.
Yeah, I think it's all like a learning curve. So do you believe in soulmates?
I very much believe that you can meet someone who you relate to and get on with, like a house on fire, and you may feel a connection to. But at the end of the day, I'm also very aware of the fact that there are 7-8 billion people on this planet. It would be amazing if you found your soulmate halfway down the road, for example. I think you need to go out into the world and try and see more of it before you suddenly settle in one place.
That's actually one of my questions. So what are your opinions on having a relationship at a young age?
I think everyone needs to have one, or at least a couple, various different kinds of relationships as well. I think you should experience too and have an understanding of how they work and, you know, how they affect you and the person you're with, especially the situation that you're both putting yourselves in at the end of the day. But no, I would definitely think that at a young age, you certainly need to try relationships for definitely. Some people are made for relationships. Some people
get into them and then it's their forever thing, like exactly. A childhood sweetheart. It's not me. Doesn't sound like you.
Not me. Not me right now, especially.
We'll find our person. So what about love at first sight?
I believe that you can meet someone and be instantly infatuated with them. I believe there is such a thing as rose-tinted glasses, where you can meet someone and think the sun shines out of their ass and nothing they do is wrong and everything they say and do is amazing and they look fantastic. And then, you know, time goes on and feelings change, I think.
So normally, like, the first impression, would you say, doesn't match the reality?
I'd say the honeymoon phase is very much a real thing. I once went on a date with a girl who didn't know what vegetables were.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. And I found that out way too soon. That was like past the main course. Like,
what do you mean she didn't know what a vegetable was? Was she English?
She was English. She was English, yes. We were having a meal.
I can't believe it.
I know. Neither could I at the time. We were having a meal and someone next to us got a vegetarian dish and she pointed at the broccoli and the peas on the plate next to her and went, "What are those?" And that's when I think I wanted the ground to swallow me up.
Yeah, didn't make it to the second day?
Oh, I walked her home and she said, "Call me," and I didn't.
Oh my gosh. Did you ask her why she didn't know what vegetables were. Surely you did.
I, you know, it was the first date. I didn't feel like I could be so openly like, what the fuck? But at the same time, I was kind of like, are you kidding me? You don't know what this is. And she was like, well, I've never had that before. And I went, okay, so clearly you were very malnourished as a child, or you grew up on KFC and McDonald's, which is fair enough.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry for her.
I did a bit of both on the inside, I'll be honest.
Laugh or you'll cry, maybe.
I laughed as much as I could at the time and then cried afterwards, yeah.
Oh my gosh. So have you ever been on a date after meeting someone on a dating app?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
What are your opinions on dating apps then?
That's a tough one. I believe they have their place in the dating world as anything does. They can be a lot of fun, not necessarily in a serious way. I think you should be able to date around and try new things and have new conversations and meet new people. But I don't necessarily believe that you should put all your hopes and dreams into your Tinder bio, for example. I think it's something that, you know, you should be able to kind of be quite relaxed with, because realistically you're putting yourself out there on the internet to strangers who potentially you'll never meet.
And normally you're not getting the person that you see. Anyway, I've never been on a Tinder date though, so I've been on Tinder. I know, I've done pretty well. I've been on Tinder. I quite like the swiping left and swiping right business.
That's the thing. It can be a lot of fun. It can be quite a good little game. It can be also quite a nice, you know, sort of an ego, not necessarily an ego thing, but it can boost your confidence away if you're, for example, getting matches left, right and center, or it can even indicate maybe something you're doing wrong potentially. For example, if you're trying a terrible chat up line that wouldn't necessarily you try in the real world, that you could only really use on the internet, for example.
Is there any advice you would give your younger self about dating? So if you could look back, is there any advice you would give yourself?
If I could go back in time and have a chat with myself, I would probably tell myself to not take things like that too seriously. Do not necessarily think that anyone you meet and is willing to give you the time of day is necessarily going to give you their world. And I think simply that, just don't take it necessarily too seriously.
So what is your opinion on relationships now compared to what it would be when you're younger?
Okay, so when I was younger, I had this very, like, doe-eyed idea of basically you met one person and you saw that person and you locked eyes and you fell in love, you had kids, and that was it. And obviously, that is not the way it works, but it took me a very long time to realise that, and it really clicked for me after watching a comedian who I'm a very big fan of. I've seen him live. I've got his book. His name is Daniel Sloss. He's Scottish, so he swears a lot, which I think is why I like him. But he basically goes to talk about this idea that basically our lives are all basically jigsaws, in this sense that we all have different pieces in our lives: work, friends, family, job, relation, whatever you want to call it. And we're all trying to build that picture of what we think it should be. But the problem is, you don't have any instructions and you're trying to make a jigsaw, and we all know how fucking difficult that is when you don't know what the picture's meant to look like. And the idea is basically that, you know, you have friends who come in, they're a certain piece, you might fall out with that friend, they might leave, you get a dream job, that it'll be a big piece of your jigsaw, and then you might lose that job, so you have to replace it with something else, like you know, a new hobby or something you love. And it's this basic idea that everyone... So his basic concept of it was that in the centre you have a very important piece. Now, what he realised is that for everyone that piece is different. But for me growing up, what that was it was a partner piece. In the middle was meant to be the person I was meant to be with.
The love of your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, that type of thing. And it's this whole idea that someone will come along and you will try and fit that person into the jigsaw because you think they should be there. Yeah. Sometimes it fits, sometimes it doesn't. But what you also have to realise is that everyone else has a jigsaw as well. And you can't exactly put two random random pieces together.
It's a really cool analogy. Yeah.
That's not going to work. And effectively, yeah, so it was this idea that you build your world, you build your jigsaw around what you love and what you want. And so for me, it's this idea of growing up, and basically, as I've gotten older, I've realised that while I was younger, the piece in the centre was someone that I thought I should be with the rest of my life. It's now gotten to a point where I don't necessarily know what the piece in the middle is meant to be, the main piece, but I think if you start to work around that...
Yeah, you don't really have to know.
You don't have to know. So if you work, you know, for example, you get the corner pieces, you get a good job, family, friends, hobbies, interests, whatever. And, you know, you can lose family members and refill that hole with other things. You can be in a relationship and that can take up the whole picture. And you can come into you can come across people that just want to destroy your jigsaw and put theirs in place instead. And so as I've gotten older, what I've realised is that you don't necessarily have to know. You don't have to know what that's meant to be. But if you go around it and you build it up with what you love in terms of hobbies and friends and interests, you keep those positive things in there, eventually that centrepiece will come into place.
What is your most embarrassing dating story? Have you got one?
I might do, yes. Okay, so where I work, what I do as a job is I work as a tour guide in a city that I won't name. And that involves taking boats out along a river and giving historical tours on the city around us.
Ooh, very nice.
One of the perks of the job is that I can take boats out after hours.
Okay, I see where this is going, yeah.
I don't think you do. So one evening, I had been seeing this girl for a couple of weeks, and it was going quite well. And nothing necessarily happened. We'd gone on a few dates, we'd gotten a little bit drunk, we'd gotten close, and you know when you finally have a date and you think, oh, this is the night the things finally, you know, go that extra mile.
Fall into place. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm with you.
And I say, let's take a boat out. She'd never been on a boat before. So the way the river is, there are certain parts of it that are cut off to certain dead ends. And one of them cuts off into a slightly secluded area surrounded by willow trees and various stone walls, which we nicknamed down there Lover's Lane for obvious reasons. And I tell her about this, and she gives me a look, and I give her a look, and she goes, do you want to go down there? And the little child in my head goes, yeah, absolutely, it's Christmas. So we go down, and I don't remember tying the boat up. I thought I'd tied the boat up.
It's quite key, that, really, isn't it?
You'd think so.
If I'm assuming what you got up to.
We put the cushions down. I've brought some blankets, so you know it's going well. And we're about halfway through manoeuvres, and
is that boat manoeuvres?
whatever manoeuvres you want to call it. The boat was rocking, and basically, what I didn't realise on that evening is that there was a specific event that around 20 to 30 choir boys would come out onto the green and sing for a bunch of people to come down and visit.
You are lying.
No, I'm not. I will, by the way, say that I had a speaker on the boat, which is why I didn't hear the chorus of 20, 30 little 12-year-olds.
Oh, my God.
So, at one point, I decided to, we change position, and I turn around effectively to 20 choir, full uniform choir boys, and a crowd of unknown people staring at me naked on a boat halfway down.
Sounds like a film.
Halfway down the river, because the prick that I am had forgotten to tie the boat up. They screamed, she screamed.
You screamed.
I pull on my boxers as quickly as I physically can, and I get the boat out of there as quickly as possible. I bring the boat back.
Did you keep your job?
I did keep my job.
Well, that's a good story to say, isn't it?
I didn't. She did not keep my number.
I mean, I asked for an embarrassing dating story, and he definitely didn't disappoint. Let's move on to our next stranger. From Bali to Whitstable Harbour, I interviewed this next stranger on her experiences of dating. Are you currently in a relationship? Are you single?
I am in a relationship at the moment, yeah.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
25.
So you're fairly young. What's your opinion on being in a relationship at a young age? Dating has just evolved and people don't like the idea of settling down. What did you feel like that when you were younger, or what's your opinion being like a relationship at a younger age?
Yeah, I definitely, like, this is my first relationship, so I'd never really been in like a serious relationship before that, and
so you were single for quite a while then?
Yeah. So it was before that, it was more like kind of casual stuff. And I was single right the way through uni, which I actually really enjoyed. It was nice just to not have to think about like maybe a long distance relationship, and just like concentrate on making friends. And I had a few friends that did have long distance relationships, and I feel like it kind of stopped them from like making as many connections at uni, because like one friend in particular would like go to his girlfriend's uni in Bristol for like a week at a time, and then he'd come back, but he'd sort of like missed out on loads of stuff that we'd done together. And we were like, oh, come back, like stop, go to see your girlfriend. But obviously it was important to him. So I think for me it's like worked out quite well, because we got together once I'd graduated, and it like suited me. But I think it just depends who you are. Like if you're happy in a relationship and you're like 15, then that's fine. And then, but if you don't want one, then that's fine. Just wait until you're ready, which is what I did.
Do you have any like embarrassing dating stories or friends that have had embarrassing stories that have happened?
Yeah, so I remember one time, like, I went on a date with a guy and we were just going to go to the cinema, like, I think maybe, like, get a drink afterwards or something. And he'd brought an overnight bag. And I was like,
oh, no.
No, that's not going to happen. It was just a bit awkward. Like, he expected to stay. Like, he was really nice. And I was just a bit like, no, sorry, I think you got the wrong idea.
That's the thing. If you bring an overnight bag and maybe, like, keep it in the boot just in case. But was he very clear that, oh, no.
I met him off the train and then he had this overnight bag. And I was like, oh, my goodness, no. So yeah, that was a little bit
I'm guessing he didn't end up staying, and you
I sent him off on the train.
Oh, bless him. The final thing I had to ask, bit of a change of subject, but do you have, obviously you're single for quite a while, I'm single and I love being single, but it's not always plain sailing. So were there, like, now being in a relationship, do you have any advice that you would give yourself, maybe when you like, you can't have been feeling amazing all the time. You may have done, then fair play. But do you have any advice that you would give your younger self, maybe?
Yeah, I think just sort of like be content with what you've got, and like appreciate all the parts of being single that you won't have when you are with someone. I think just like being content with what you've got and like appreciating your friends. My friend went on a date the other week and we were all together. We were at the pub and then she had to like go off to this date and she was like, oh, I don't really want to leave. Because she was having a really nice time with us and she went on the date and it was rubbish. And then I think she sort of regretted it a bit. So I think sometimes like the grass isn't always greener. Just like have fun and appreciate like what you do have.
Let's now get to the next stranger on today's episode. This lady was waiting outside a shop in Brighton and she told me a little bit about the perks of being single. So I'm doing today's topic on dating. So are you currently in a relationship?
No.
Not. Is that because you haven't found the right person yet, or you're choosing to be single?
Choosing to be single.
And why is that?
Just don't have the time. Yeah, just busy with uni and other stuff going on.
So yeah, you're just sort of like finding your career path and you can't fit in a man. I'm quite similar actually. Have you had relationships in the past?
Yes, yeah. I've had one long-term relationship and then just a few like here and there, but nothing major.
So I'm guessing at uni, because I don't go to uni, but you meet a lot of people. But do you ever use a dating app if you're not looking for a relationship or something more just like short-term thing? Do you ever use a dating app, or have you used them before?
I've been on like Tinder and Hinge, but I wouldn't say they're worth the time. You know, you end up just sitting there flicking through and you think, what's the point almost?
Pointless. I literally downloaded Hinge like last week just because I'm asking people about it. I thought I'd try it, but it's just kind of like a little like entertainment thing for me and I don't actually get anything from it. So that's interesting.
No, and I almost think it's a bit of a waste of time. Like, you know, you could be sat there for almost hours flicking through and I just think, what's the point in the end? So, yeah, no, I wouldn't say that I use them that much anymore.
So do you think, like, you'd rather meet someone more, like, organically in person?
Yeah. Like, say if I'm out, like, I'd much rather meet someone like that rather than for a dating app.
My other question is, do you believe in soulmates?
I don't know, because I guess there's more than one person out there for you. You know, a lot of people have more than one relationship and each time they bring something different to a relationship. So you probably do have a soulmate, but I can't actually the amount of people there are in the world, you ever actually meeting them.
Awesome. Yeah. And then what about, this is so cliche, but do you believe in love at first sight?
No, I don't think so, because you're basing it on the looks, aren't you, I guess, not actually on what the person is like. Yeah. I guess you could say you fall for someone, but you don't actually know someone until you properly start getting to know them as such.
And if you had one piece of advice that you could give, like, your younger self about dating or about anything, do you know what it would be?
Don't rush things. You're still young. Yeah. Like, there's no time. There's no right time to meet someone. Like, you can meet someone when you're in your 30s, and it would still be, like, as long as it's the right person. Yeah, don't rush things.
Do you feel like in the past you might have done or felt pressure to, like, be with someone if friends are and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. If you're the only, like, single one in a friendship group, you almost feel a bit pressured to try and find someone. But actually, being by yourself is not all as bad as people say it is. Like, it's actually all right being by yourself.
Yeah. And do you think the pressures have come from, like, yourself or your friends having relationships or, like, social media?
A bit of everything. There's definitely not pressures from friends, but if you see them all out doing something and then you're like, oh, I want someone to go out and do something with. But definitely social media as well.
You seem quite happy to be single in your life. Yeah. What sort of, if you've been in a relationship and now you're single, can you give like one positive thing that's come from being single?
Doing stuff that you want to do. Not having to ask someone or inform someone about what you're doing. Yeah. You know, I booked a trip later this year and actually just thinking, I'm going to go by myself and I'm going to go do it and actually find enjoyment in doing stuff by yourself.
This interview was held in Brighton. If you listened to part one, you would know that the Brighton folk have a lot to say when it comes to dating. So this guy, I found him in the high street in Brighton. When I went up to him, he was with three other people who I just assumed were strangers to him, because when I got the microphone out and shoved it in his face, all three of the people he was with completely backed away from him. Turns out two of them were strangers to him, but one was actually his partner. Didn't realise that at the time, found that out during the interview. But I asked him about his dating life and if he has any embarrassing dating stories of his own.
I am interviewing people today on dating. So are you currently in a relationship?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
How long have you... Is that why you backed away when I asked?
She knows what I'm like.
Oh, yeah. So the pressure's kind of on then, because the questions I'm going to ask. So good luck to you. Yeah. So how long have you been together?
Well, it will be 5 years on Tuesday, which is her birthday on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And your anniversary is.
And that was our first date as well. And she didn't tell me it was a birthday when we went out on the first date either.
Really? You kept it quiet?
She did, yeah. Oh, wow. It's because she's older than me, that's why.
God, I wish you luck for the rest of the questions.
Oh, she did.
How did you meet?
Oh, no. In a drunken stupor, and I tried to accost her from her old boyfriend, which didn't work. And then 2 years later, I worked next door to her and kept seeing her. So it was meant to be, wasn't it, love?
Do you believe in soulmates?
Yeah. Yeah, this one. Yeah.
Have you ever used dating apps in the past?
No. I'm old school, and I like meeting people and seeing them, not on a picture, on a computer.
If you could give, so obviously a lot of people nowadays, if you are single, you use dating apps like Hinge, Tinder. It can be quite hard to find relationships. I've experienced it. It's more short-term things I found. Yeah. But would you give someone younger that's like having trouble in their dating life, what advice would you give them, or advice you would give your younger self maybe in dating?
Ooh, I'd say just be yourself and you will find someone that you actually likes or likes you, and it's pointless pretending to be something you're not.
Yeah.
I just can't deal with dating apps, so I wouldn't give them any advice. Yeah. I'd say stay off any dating app because they're ridiculous. Yeah. That would be my advice.
Cool. And last question is, have you got any embarrassing dating stories that you've had or maybe a friend's had or your partner's had?
The one time I actually tried to play the field and I had two potential dates, I went into the pub and the other one was there.
So oh, no.
So never try more than one woman at a time.
It wasn't you, was it? No.
It was well before this one, though, don't worry. No, it was before that one.
Player.
Don't try, do it. It didn't work for me. It didn't work.
What did you do in that situation?
Ran away.
From both?
Yeah. Quickly, and let's get a drink and then go.
That does mark the end of this week's episode. If they are listening, I just want to say a huge thank you to all the strangers that opened up to me about such an intrusive topic. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more from the strangers on this topic, check out Dating Stories Part 1. I'll link it in the description and show notes. To see more content and advice from the strangers that I meet along the way, make sure to follow Don't Be a Stranger podcast on Instagram and TikTok, and check out our website, don'tbeastranger.co.uk. Thank you all so much for listening, and I'll catch you on next week's episode.
This has been an I Am Listening original podcast. For more information, head over to our website at im-listening.co.uk.